The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Rotberg, author of the halachic work Emergencies in Halacha, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, it's going back on the Mishnah, on Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, that over there the Mishnah said that one may not eat the Zovion on Shabbos because it's not a food of healthy people. However, the Mishnah said over there, one is allowed to eat the Yayezer and drink the Abavroya, because that was a food of healthy people. The Mishnah over there is clear that things that a person may eat foods, even if it's healing or drinks, except for certain drinks and certain foods. The Gemara goes on to explain the category of this, and the Gemara explains on Kuf Yud Amud Aleph and says, Kolo Ichlin Lasuye Mai, when the Mishnah says someone can eat all these foods, what's this coming to include? And the Gemara goes on to say that it's coming to include Tchol Lishinayim, that one is allowed to eat spleen, and it seems to have some sort of health benefit for one's teeth. The chashinin lebnei mayim, and eating vetch as a cure for one's intestine. So that's what the Mishnah says. Kol, it's coming to include those. So to understand the category of what this means, that for healthy foods, what you're allowed to eat, what you're not allowed to eat. In essence, we know that there are certain foods which have it serve for a medical benefit. Meaning, a person could have a tea with honey, and it could actually help him. It could be therapeutic for him. But of course that would be allowed because it's a food. It doesn't appear as if he's doing refuah. No one's going to look at him saying, "Oh, this person is taking Tylenol. He's taking medicine. He's drinking tea." So that's why it would be allowed. And the same thing if someone wants to have whole wheat bread because it's better for his digestion, or any such food, and no one's going to say that he's not allowed to do it. Just because there's a medical benefit, that does not mean he's not allowed to do it. So, it's just worth pointing out that this has a lot of halachic ramifications as well. There's a big question with regards to vitamins on Shabbos. So, in truth, let's really take a step back. The Mishnah just said, we just brought the Gemara, which is talking about the Mishnah, that says that a person is not allowed to eat, let's say, the Zoivin, because it's not a food that healthy people eat, and therefore it looks like as if it's medicine. And the question is, why is somebody allowed to eat health foods if at the end of the day, the reason why he's doing it is for refuah? We know you're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos, and this person is eating the health foods because it's a refuah. So the Ksoyis HaShulchan of Chaim Nons in Mekuf Lama Dalar Ois Tezayin is in Igli Tal and Lachas Teichen Sifkan Memvav Ois Beis. They explain it, they bring down a Tzlach in Beis Af Yedalad. Tzlach over there is discussing that we allowed a person to Toivo Kalim, to immerse Kalim, which need Tfila on Yom Tiv. And the Gemara says that the Enayel Kemeke. So, it turns out that even though we know that it's forbidden to do tefillas kelim on Shabbos, because it looks like he is fixing the keli tikkun kli, tefila looks like tikkun kli, af al pi kein, he's allowed to do so. So the Tzlach asks, so okay, So the reason why we say it's mutter is because it looks like, you know, he's sticking his hand into the mikveh, he's cooling off. So the onlooker who sees doesn't look to him as if anything strange is going on. He doesn't look at it as he's fixing a kli. He doesn't see that he is toiveling a kli. He sees that he's cooling off in a mikveh. So the tzlach asks a question. Why don't we make a gzeda? Because of he himself. Because he himself knows that he's not doing it to cool off. And he's going to start thinking that, okay, I'm allowed to do tefillas kelim, even on Shabbos. So the tzlach explains like this, that if this person who's been toiveling the thing in the keli, the keli in the mikvah, so if he's a Talmud Chacham, he knows the difference. And if he's an Amaret, he doesn't know that there's an Issur. And if he's going to come to ask a question, they'll explain to him what the difference is. So therefore there's no reason for this gzera. So therefore we're going to know that someone doesn't have to make a gzera for the person himself who's toiveling the keli. And the person that's looking at it, that's not a problem, because it looks to him that this person is just cooling off, he's just washing his hands in the mikveh. Or he's washing off the kelim in the mikveh. And the same thing it would be with regards to Michael Brian. You're right, the person himself may know that he's doing it for refuah, but if he knows that there's an Issur refuah, then he understands that where it's Machal Briyim, it's Mutter, where it's health foods, then it's Mutter. And if he doesn't know, and he doesn't know that it's Asa anyways. So therefore, there's no reason for Exera, that's what the Achrayim explained. The question would be, is what's with regard to vitamins? We know that anything which is health foods, so that would be allowed, you're allowed to eat, and the reason is because it's food. Now if I happen to gain some medicinal purposes, that's okay. The Shulchan Aruch writes that Kol Oichlum Amashkim Shem Achol Briyim, any food or drinks which is health foods, Mutl Oichlum L'shtoy, someone is allowed to eat them and drink them. Afati Shem Kashm L'ktas Briyim, even though some people don't like them. Umucha Milsu L'fua Avid, and it is clear that he is doing so for a refuah for medicinal purposes. Afilu Hachi Shari, even so, one is allowed to eat or drink these drinks. The Choshenei Ma'achol Amashkim Briyim, and any food or drink which is not a health food or something like that. One is not allowed to eat them or drink them for the sake of medicinal purposes. Only somebody who is already ill, he has an ailment, he has a headache, he's not feeling well, he's not allowed to take these medicines, these foods which have medicinal value. But if, let's say, a person who's completely, perfectly fine, he's allowed to take medication. The reason for this is that the Issur Refuah is said for a person who is sick. If a person isn't sick and he's simply taking it because for preventive care or because he wants it for whatever which reason, it's no prohibition. The Magen Avraham argues with this and says, the Mechaber seems to say that one is allowed to take something for medicinal purposes as long as it's a health food. So the Magen Avraham says he disagrees with this, and he says that no. He says the only time one is allowed to have health foods, is allowed to eat health foods, if there's a medicinal purpose, if he is doing so because he is hungry or thirsty, meaning a person who is really hungry is allowed to eat some sort of bread, he's going to gain some medical benefit of it, some medicinal value of it, then it's fine. But if he's not eating it because he's hungry or thirsty, then he would not be allowed to take these medications. And he brings a lot of riots to this. The Prima Gadim and Lavush also talk about this. So they explain that it would be forbidden to have health foods, even if it's coming to strengthen him so he's not weak, and even if he's not sick now. And the Lashon that he uses is, that he writes, even if he's trying to increase his immune system, his stamina, that he does not get sick, even though he's not sick now. So the Mishnah Berurah, he brings in Sifkan Kufchaf, he brings this to Magen Avraham, and he also says, he has these words, one is not allowed to take health foods if it's coming to lechazik, means to strengthen his mezek. So what does this mean? So the Moshe or Chaim Chelik Gimel Simin Nandalet and the Debetzina Chelgal Simin Gimel Yisalef, they explain it as follows. They say if somebody is weak, and his reason why he wants to take medicine is to overcome his weakness and he wants to become stronger, then he's not allowed to take any vitamins because he's using the vitamins in a way for refuah. And this is what they explain the Mogen Avraham meant, and the Mogen Avraham was disagreeing with the Mechabi. He was trying to say is that if the person is weak, and therefore the vitamins there's a deficiency here, and the vitamin is coming to fill a deficiency that a person has, then this vitamin is nothing, no different than medicine. However, if the person is just trying to maintain his health and to remain as is, but he is not trying to overcome some sort of illness, some sort of deficiency, then he would be allowed to take vitamins. It's interesting that the Nishmas Shabbos and others, they point out the obvious, which is, they say, how could vitamins be considered a health food? If you tell me, you want to tell me that spelt bread, and even if someone really doesn't like it, that's a food. So even if I really don't like it, and the reason I'm doing it is because it has some sort of medicinal purpose or value, that's okay, because it's food. But at the end of the day, how could somebody say that vitamins are food? Shem Zalman and other places were also more machmir with taking vitamins, except where it's coming to prevent an illness that from which a person would be nafal mishkav. In other words, if it's preventing an illness that one would be allowed to take medicine for, then he could also take the vitamin to prevent that. So, you know, the question which really comes up many times is with regard to iron pills. So iron pills, at times they're there to treat, they're intended to treat anemia or certain iron deficiencies. So these are certain examples of vitamins which are intended to heal and strengthen the person, which that's what the Mogen Avraham and Moshe were talking about, which would be forbidden on Shabbos. Then we wouldn't look at it as it's a health food. That we would look at it, that would be considered like a medicine and for a medicinal purpose it would be forbidden to take that on Shabbos. But however, say a child who's suffering from anemia, so he would be permitted to take these pills on Shabbos. And the reason is, since a child, or someone who's a minor, has halacha v'chol shem be'sakana with regard to these needs, so he'd be allowed to take it. Or a pregnant woman, she would be considered chol shem be'sakana also, so she'd be allowed to take it if she had an iron deficiency. But an ordinary adult, even though he's not buying the fact that he's a severe deficiency, that's really something which is needed, and if he doesn't take it, it would affect him, he would not be allowed to take these iron pills, and because it would be considered as a medicine. Now, the interesting is that we talk about medicines and talk about vitamins. It opens up another whole world of controversy and questions, which is that what is considered medicine in order for one to be Mechal Shabbos for? Now we understand if it's a health food, then it's not Mechal Shabbos. A person is allowed to have a health food, is allowed to take health foods, even if it's going to strength, even if it's going to, there's a medicinal value, so long as he's not weak and this is going to strengthen him, as we just discussed. But otherwise, it'd be okay. What about other alternative medicines? What about, is one allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for homeopathic medicines, for alternative medicines? And what was discussed in the earlier Achronim even more, which were the skulis. There's different skulis, such as a kameya, such as getting a bracha, a kvittel. Was one allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, even with an Issa Rabbanon, for such things? So one thing seems to be clear in halacha is that the chachamim only allow for somebody to be mechal Shabbos for the sake of known, accepted medical interventions. It's a very interesting Mishnah in Yuma Daf Pei Gimel, which talks about, sounds like a nashchei kele shayt, it sounds like a dog with rabies, and one of the ways of treating the person that was bit by this dog was to feed him from the liver of this animal. And over there in the Mishnah says One is not, if someone got bit by this rabid dog, is not allowed to eat from his liver since he's eating from a treif animal. And Rashi explains over there, even though the doctors, it's accepted practice for them to treat patients with it, still one is not allowed to eat it. From Rashi it sounds like that the problem is that it's not really a refuah gemura. That it's, I guess, there's no empirical research to show that this is an effective intervention in treating this animal, in treating this disease. However, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, he says over there, Ein aloch kremasya ben chorosh, he says, he seems to have a different explanation. He says, that Ramasi allowed someone to eat this liver, he says, it's not allowed. He says, Ki ain't them moyel el b'derech skula. He says, the way this works, by eating the liver of this animal, is not a medical, it's not of medical, value, it's some sort of skula. V'chachomim sovim ki ain over on mitzvahs el b'refua. One is not allowed to be over on a mitzvah. Only b'refuah levad, only if it is medicine, if it's understood and practiced medicine. Also, loymer b'dvorin hamerapin b'teva, something which heals with nature. V'hudover amiti, and it's a known and it's a true thing. Hoytzioi hadas v'anisoyin, which was tested and researched. Hakarav v'emes, which is close to being true. Avol esrapis dvorim shem merapin b'skulasin, but to cure somebody with things which is just a skula, also it's forbidden ki koychem cholish. Enemy tzad hadas, it's not acceptable in the same rechoike. So it's mashma from the Rambam, and others point this out. And even if it will work, since it's only bederach skula, it's not an accepted medical intervention. One is not allowed to do this. So this question was really came into the forefront in the time of Shlomo Kluger. And he brings support on Sefer B'chata B'chaim and Simpei Zion, where he made a huge protest on people that would write a kvittel on Shabbos for a Cholish Ish B'Sakana, and they would have it brought to a Rebbe. And he writes over there, She'ein Mechal in Shabbos V'Hesya. Now I mean Mechal, he says, Chil Shabbos V'Hesya. He says, V'Eloi Huta B'Shum Ponen V'Oifin. There's no way for this to be muttered. He says, "Afilu yemes malkev chanina ben doise." Even if the person that's sending this to has the ability to daven reb chanina ben doise, le nitna litchay Shabbos, one is not allowed to desecrate Shabbos and push it off. Avozev, afilu melacha de rabbanon. Even to do a melacha de rabbanon is forbidden. The koshke melacha de rice, and certainly not a melacha de rice. The Beki Yosef explains it also writes like this in some Mishnah Sivav, and he says that even though there's no suffix, that this skula, it works. Even if you know it's going to work, you're still not allowed to do it because it's not b'derech ha-teva. Because Chachamim only allowed people, the Chazal only allowed people, and the Torah only allowed people to be oive surim is for accepted medical practice and not for other interventions which are not medically backed. It's possible you could explain this because the Torah says, Yerapa, the Gemara Baba Kama explains that the Torah gave permission for a doctor to heal patients. Taz explains that it's not just permission. At this point, once Hashem gave us the ability to research and to come up with medicine, now it's already a requirement for people to go to doctors. But on Kapanam, we were given, medicine was given to us, was given to humans. So only what we have control of are we allowed to do to be Mechal Shabbos. What's a halakhic thing? What doesn't work with nature? Which works with tefillos and things like that? We weren't allowed to be mechal shab. It's just an interesting story which is brought in the Kolban Levi brings to Rashba that there was an individual that made a shvua never to gamble, and he was extremely depressed, and he thought that he wasn't going to make it. And one day he was really feeling down. He thought that, felt like he was about to die, and he was walking by this building where they were gambling, and he went in and he started feeling better. And he came and he asked, the shaila was whether he was allowed to gamble even though he made a shvua. And the Rashba allowed it. The Rashba allowed him to be over the shvua because he was so down, and he said that he was going to die because of this. So the Kol Ben Levi explains that it's arrived from here that even if it's not a refuah you do, even if it's not a known medical practice, even so, if you know that it's going to work, and you know that it helps, and here's this person, he says it'll work, I was so depressed to the point where I was going to die, and now I'm happy, so we know that now it's going to work. So you're allowed to be over an Isser even for such a case. However, the accepted halacha is, that we're not Mechal Shabbos for skulis or for brachas. At times it's happened where Hatzal has gotten a phone call from somebody in the hospital that's refusing a medical treatment unless he gets a bracha from a Rebbe, and they want someone to go get this bracha. As misguided as it may be, it happens at times, so then it has to be dealt with on a case-by-case basis. If you have a Chodesh Yesh by Sakana, who's refusing to do a surgery, or they're refusing to intubate what could be a life-saving procedure because they want to get a bracha from a Rebbe, misguided is that sometimes we're forced to do whatever it takes to save a life. However, the halacha would dictate that we only do things which are accepted medical practice. However, it does say that if somebody if there's a known mahalach to cure people, such as, let's say, there's people that will use pigeons to take out different diseases of the liver, hepatitis. So if this is an accepted, if this is already known that it's worked, it's been proven many times that it works, even if we don't understand how it works, and even if the world of medicine doesn't accept it, one would be allowed to Michal Shabbos for such things. As Shevet Alevi explains about homeopathic medicine, he says, as if we understand the whole world of medicine, there's things we don't understand. So, you know, obviously things which are, you know, not every alternative medicine which people are, not everything is allowed as a matter, has to be only accepted medical practice. However, if this is known and it's had a history and it has proven results, then it would be allowed, one would be allowed to Michal Shabbos for those purposes, for those medicines and those interventions as well. But obviously one has to be very, very careful when it comes to these things, since many of the things discussed will not fall into this category.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.